Number 17. Your unconscious mind uses and responds to symbols. Probably the symbols that we're most familiar with are the symbols of our dreams. I know you've woken up in the morning, remembered a dream that you'd had the night before, and thought to yourself, what on earth does that mean? It doesn't make any sense. That's because your unconscious mind's the dream weaver. It takes information within the unconscious mind and makes a story out of it, makes a metaphor out of it, makes a symbol out of it. So your unconscious mind uses symbols all the time, and it responds well to symbols. That's the reason why your unconscious mind responds so well to stories and metaphors and anecdotes, something we'll be looking at later in the CD series. Also, your memories quite often are symbolic. In the actual fact, there's no such thing as absolute memory. Whenever you recover a memory from the unconscious mind, you change it forever. So if you bring back a memory from when you were 6 years old, and you're now 36 years old, you re-experience the memory as a 36-year-old, not as a 6-year-old, which changes certain aspects and certain meanings and even certain content in the memory. So memories, when we recover them, quite often are symbolic, rather than real or absolute.